Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. Mike Haas, Deuce McAllister, fans of the Bro. I want to thank the good folks at Magazine Pizza for feeding our sports talk crew on game day. Magazine Pizza, 1068 Magazine, dine in or delivery. The best gourmet pizza selection in town. Magazine Pizza also has pastas, sandwiches, wings, and salads. That's magazinepizza.com. And Saints on Sunday, Pelicans tonight. Pelicans last night lost at home and playing Memphis tonight, which would have been the Ja Morant and Zion Williamson show. They were 1-2 in the draft, but no Zion still. And Deuce, I know where you are with this team. You're a big fan. I like to go to the games. I mean, it is. I listened to the game last night. It's just painful. They're working their tail off. They just can't get the shots to fall. I mean, it's just tough to listen to and watch.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you. I mean, the injuries are one thing, but then, at times there's been effort, and at times I think that you could be better at efforts. And if you listen to what Coach Willie Green has said after some of the games, it starts with competing. I mean, and you have to be able to compete. And so, you can say, hey, that's on the players. Hey, that's on the coaches. At some time, how many times that coach is touching the floor?
Right.
He's not. It's the players. I mean, and so at some point I have to have a little pride in what I'm doing. I mean, I know it's a different game. You have the guaranteed contracts, and you look at the Mike Brown situation over in Sacramento. Yep. Mike Brown, 2 years ago, yep, was the coach of the year in the NBA, gone. And they have a slow start. They felt like that they've had championship aspirations out in Sacramento, and obviously you feel kind of similar here in New Orleans. But you got to have some of the star players, and too many times that for the Pelicans, you've been in games in the fourth quarter, but some games, Mike, I think it's like 10, 12, 14 games, you're down like 15 points, and you're losing those games by 15 plus points. Where last night, and I know it was because you had a back to back, you waved the flag early in the fourth quarter, just to say, hey, we're going to regroup for tomorrow. We know we have back to back, and Houston played them just a couple weeks ago, but I don't think that Houston felt threatened one bit in that game last night. And so, hopefully you get a healthy Zion Williamson, and Jose is still out, and Brandon Ingram is still out, and Zion is doing some 5-on-5 stuff. I think he and Jose are both, and so that means they're closer to coming back. But right now the Pelicans, and I mean this isn't a wild take, the Pelicans have the worst record in the NBA right now.
5-26.
Yeah, I mean, and so I think with the loss last night, it was Washington who you kind of surpassed. And so that's too talented of a team. That's too talented of a team. And I don't want to blame the staff. I think when you look at it, the fault has to go to both parties. That's a player issue as well as a staff issue. And so you've got to make it easier where I'm getting in sets where guys run freely and move freely to be able to score. And then you've got to have some effort. You got to have a little bit of pride as well on I'm just not going to let a guy go coast to coast and show zero effort to stop them or, you know, to compete for rebounds, et cetera.
So also Jordan Hawkins is listed as questionable tonight, Memphis. So I saw this on from Justin at Pro Pels Talk. And so this is the Pelicans losing streaks this year. They've had a 3-game losing streak, a 6-game losing streak, a 9-game losing streak, and an 8-game losing streak. Their winning streaks, none. Man, that is just...
It's been one. You would win a game, and then, you haven't been able to put back-to-back-to-back games together.
Right.
I mean, that's the problem. But the big problem is who's available. I mean, that's the biggest problem. And then when you do start to get some of those stars back, it's just I don't have the effort. I don't have consistency, you know, and I have too many turnovers, and I can't close games out, or just it's the little things that's eating this team up right now.
Yep. Charlie says that I've had one back, have one two straight, not one back to back to back, and that they do expect Hawkins to play tonight against Memphis. Perfect time to turn it around. Just get one. Just get one, baby. You got the Clippers in town on Monday as well.